After Buzzers, welcome back to the Grey's Anatomy After Show. So much happened in this two-hour premiere. Owen is in yet another love triangle. And is Meredith ready to love again? And can Maggie hold a secret? Is she going to break the HIPAA laws? We're going to talk about all that and more is coming up on the After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Throw it back.
Yeah, classic.
The same song, right?
Classic. For the premiere, it's very appropriate.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It is.
It's nice to have it back on TV.
Right?
It is,
yeah,
yes. It really is.
15.
Yes. Season 15. Woo! Wow. Like I said, welcome back, everybody, to season 15. Grey's Anatomy.
We're still here.
Still here. Still going strong. What's up, everybody? I am Elle Marie, and this year we have a little bit of a different panel. Krista and I are here.
No, that's okay. Krista, we're still here.
And then we have a new panelist with us, so I will let you guys introduce yourselves.
Yeah, well, hey guys, I'm Chelsea Stark-Jones, and I'm super excited to be a part of this new panel.
Yes, welcome. Nice. We're excited to have you. Yeah. And guys, I'm Krista Flungy. I'm back, as I was last year, yes. So not a new face, you're but... Right. You're welcome. There we go.
Tried to give you a new name.
Yeah. No, I almost changed it up just for this today.
Well, before we get started and all the, just breaking down the whole episode, how did you guys feel about the episode, like, overall?
I liked it. I liked that it picked up right after the wedding. Like, so there's no, like, lapse in time. We just, like, got right into it. Yeah. So I thought it was good. It was brought the drama per usual.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. At first when it started, I'm like, what's the time here? Because it started with Meredith in her bed. That could have been any time. Yeah. But then when they all woke up hungover, like Jackson and them, I was like, oh, that's really nice. It literally picked up right where they left off.
Yeah.
So yeah, I liked that. There was a lot that was going on. I felt like I was following so many different storylines.
So
and it was a lot because it was 2 hours. Yeah. But yeah, overall it was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt that way too. Like, overall it was good. It was a lot going on. And then I felt like I kind of was missing that wow factor for the premiere, but I guess they will save that for us throughout the season.
Yeah.
It's like I keep saying it, but it's season 15, so we have to bring it.
I think the finale last year didn't really leave us with a big cliffhanger.
True.
Really.
Yeah.
So it was just like we're coming back, and it was just
kind
like...
Kind of tied up with a nice little bow.
Yeah.
We had like hunches of different things that could be happening.
Yeah.
Nothing too like, oh my God, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I feel like we lost a lot of patience this episode too, more than usual.
Yeah.
Like almost everyone.
Everybody, just about.
Yeah. It was a morbid day in Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's go ahead and get into it. And we'll also do our special segment tonight with Who So Served the Cure.
Ooh.
So our favorite quotes or moments of the night. And if you guys are watching on YouTube and you want to comment your favorite quote or moment from this episode, you can do that as well. We'll try to shout you out if we see it.
We will,
So let's get into it. So it starts off with Meredith having a dream. No, at first, because I kind of remembered, right, many dreams.
Yes.
I remembered that her and DeLuca did make out. And
I know.
At first, I thought it was real.
And all the teasers, they like played that clip. I was like, oh my God, this is happening. And I was so happy. I was like, Meredith's finally going to, you know, get some.
Look at Meredith getting
and
her
And then,
like,
they I realized it was us. A dream. I was like, man.
As soon as she pulled away and was like, how did you get here? I'm like, dream sequence.
And she dreamed about Jackson, too, which is a little bit weird. Like, that's your
that
sister's
weird.
Your
my
sister's
favorite.
Man. I mean,
that was weird.
She was like, no, don't take off your pants, please.
Right. He's like, it's a dream. It doesn't count. Yeah. But why are you here in this dream?
Yeah. I was like, let Jackson do whatever. It's fine.
And then she rode over and Karasik was there. And I was like, okay, now Meredith.
Too much.
She'd have those dreams. But it's just like, oh, why are you the one?
Right.
Yeah.
Right? But luckily he was there to kind of like judge her.
Yeah.
Analyze what was going on. Because I was like, you're after him too?
What did he say? He's like, your mind's in the gutter. I like it.
Right? He is such a creep.
Yeah.
He's still a creep.
Yeah.
But so it starts off with Meredith and her dream sequence, which kind of sets the tone for how this episode goes, because it is like now she's starting to realize that she is missing something in her life. You know what I mean? Because once Derek passed, she did kind of just like just immersed herself into her work, you know, and then she got her Harper Avery. Like, everything was just about work, and then her being the one that could shine, you know, her being the superstar. Yeah. But then you realize, like, you probably do want to share that with somebody, you know? So, like, later on, we'll get into these characters, but later on, she basically meets a matchmaker who kind of calls her out and can see that, no, you do desire something. There is something there that you want. And Meredith is trying to reject it, like, no. I don't want that yet. I don't need that. I'm into my work. And then when Jackson calls her out about it, then it's like, oh, but wait. You know what I mean? Because you can be into something. Yeah. But then the moment someone else points it out to you.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, yeah. Maybe I could use that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, speaking of not wanting to miss things or missing things. So we've got, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. And also, if you guys are listening on iTunes, make sure you rate us and give us the 5 stars.
Yes, please. Yes,
that's important.
Yes.
But something that I would like to see from Meredith, like, I'm really happy she went to the Love Doctor and was like, I need your help.
Yeah.
I would love to see her date someone outside of the hospital.
The Love Doctor. Can we give her that name? That's her name. Doctor. I love her. Yes.
The Love Doctor.
Yeah, I'd like to see her date someone outside the hospital. Like, yeah. I feel like everyone's so, like, I don't want to say incestual, but, like, they're all, like, dating
almost,
one another.
Almost.
Like, I mean, they're like a fresh face. Like, yeah, I would love that for her.
In a different profession.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But still, like, someone that's just as badass as she is. You know?
Like that patient, we really kind of wanted that to happen last season.
Yes.
The guy,
oh,
I think
I want
Scott
him
Foley,
to,
isn't
yeah, I want him to come back.
I would love
I
that.
I do too.
Yeah,
like I really was like, okay, this could work as long as he stays healthy.
She can't have any more like heartache.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be someone stable.
Like, honestly, that's probably why she's skeptical. She's like, do I really want to take the risk?
Seriously. Like, she fought so hard with Derek, like, just throughout their whole relationship, just to get to where they were. And when they finally got to, like, a good place, they started to fall apart.
And even
then
when they were in good places, one of them was on an operating table every other episode. So it was like,
it is a bit much.
Yeah.
But moving on to a happier couple, Joe and Alex.
Oh. Yeah.
So they're on their honeymoon in L.A.
Literally at Santa Monica Beach.
I cannot think of a worse place to
have your
honeymoon.
Well, first of all, you two are doctors. Go, you know, you don't need
Bali.
To pinch pennies
that
bad.
Yeah. Take Jackson's boat and go somewhere. Like,
I guess they aren't like that far away from Seattle then if they needed to come back. But still.
No,
come
on. Like,
at that point.
You're on your honey, it's different.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a regular vacation.
No.
You're on your honeymoon. They shouldn't even call you. You shouldn't be on call right now.
Exactly.
So, we were annoyed by that.
I was so annoyed. I'm like, and Santa Monica out of all places. It's
that's
like, come
the
on.
The worst beach to
it's
go
like,
for
so
your
touristy.
Vacation.
Like, no.
Ugh. But, yeah, I guess it didn't matter their location because Joe was so concerned about her, like, next project because she was so inspired by the thing that her and Meredith had with the rats.
Livers. Mm-hmm. Little mini livers.
The mini livers, yes. So she wanted kind of something on her own. So she was very determined to figure that out and just kind of abandoned Alex on the honeymoon and was just totally focused on this project to kind of, I guess, cure cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and she figured it out as far as, you know, the formula is concerned. So now she needs to test it. But how would you guys feel if you were on, you're both, you know, in the same profession, but your mate is like focused on their job.
Yeah. I guess it like comes with the territory and at times Alex would be in that position too. But I think Joe's been like quite the superstar these last couple seasons.
You know, we're like, about that today.
She was kind of behind the, not that she was ever really behind the scenes, but we're really seeing how like smart she is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is genius, this idea, if it works. And the fact that she even came up with it is brilliant. So if I was Alex, I'd be like, I mean, you want to cure cancer.
Right? Yeah.
I'm a little salty, but like, good for you.
Right. At the same time, he was like, I mean, she is saving lives. So
I think too, like, I was just thinking about that today, where it was like, she was always in the shadow of her best friend that left. And so, like, now she's kind of in the limelight. And I kind of saw it as she was afraid to go to Boston, so she was trying to, like, find ways to stay in Seattle type of a thing, like, comfort zone. But I also am like, how did she come up with that concept of building a sandcastle? Like, how do you...
Oh, yeah, the two of them.
I'm like, wait, I don't get it.
Because, like, rebuilding gene sequences, I don't... Maybe.
I'm not smart enough. I was
like, well, that's a doctor's brain. Right. Okay.
I saw that and I saw sandcastle.
Yeah.
A bad one.
Yeah.
That was... Because my sandcastles never even... They don't withstand. Like, that was two waves that came through.
Yeah.
Two waves that came through.
She
was
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
We can learn a lot from her.
Right?
We really can.
Lessons learned.
Yes. Lessons learned by Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, lessons learned. I think DeLuca has learned some lessons in his life.
DeLuca went through a journey this episode.
Yeah. And he went through it last season, too.
Right.
So, like, going into this season, he was really down. You know, his girlfriend left after he didn't want her, and then they wanted to be together. And then she left, and he's talking to her on the floor when he was high that day off of the edibles.
That episode was so good.
But now he's having, him and Jackson are kind of having these, like, life-altering moments that kind of make them, you know, just reevaluate everything that's kind of going on with them, and especially with DeLuca. It kind of made him, like, feel... Almost, I think he's starting to feel, like, invincible.
Yeah.
And also, like, he can help people, but also, like, I can't be stopped right now. Like, I'm powerful.
Is that Superman effect when you, like, drag them back?
Definitely, yes, because he saved Jackson and Maggie.
He had, like, a God complex.
Yeah,
he did. He's like, he's I can bring everyone back to life right now. It's fine.
Because Jackson and Maggie, and then he saved Roy. We'll talk about Roy a little bit.
Oh,
but
really?
He saved him, and he was like, oh. Yeah, you know, I'm on a streak. Right?
There was a look on his face, too, and Jackson's like, if you would have stayed home, we would be dead.
Right?
And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Oh, God. You needed me. But like I said, then Jackson was kind of on this wave as well. Like, you know, this whole, like, kind of his is more of the everything happens for a reason. Like, there is a reason for everything that happens. Yeah, because if he had called in, then I would have been hit by this car.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be here anymore. And just this, he went, you know, spiraled into this whole, like, everything kind of happens for a reason. What did you guys think about, like, Jackson's kind of his little spiral?
I think it was funny, not funny, but just... It's such a coincidence because our April left and she was kind of our religious embodiment for the show. And now he's kind of like, I mean, maybe there was a point to all this. I prayed and April came back. Like, why did we survive this accident today? All this stuff. So I'm like, oh, is Jackson going to be our new? Is that where we're going to get our religious angle? Is he going to struggle? Not that he's going to be a full-on, like, you know, going to church every Sunday. But I think it's going to play a role this season. Him, like, trying to take on faith, maybe. Or just... anything.
I mean, I think it, like Maggie said, you just went through so many different things, like, in a short period, like, literally, like, less than 12 hours. So it, yeah, it does really make you, like, reevaluate things in your life, and, like, why is this happening? And then just reaching for excuses, like, reaching for reasons that, you know, what is happening. But I like it. I like the deeper side of Jackson.
I do too.
Sexier, you know.
I like it.
And then you didn't think he could get sexier, but he does.
Like, how? Oh, I can't handle it.
Right.
But I like that, and I like that he is on this spiritual journey because he doesn't really know exactly what he's feeling or even kind of how to feel it. And then I also like that Maggie was there to be supportive because at first she was like, "Well, I like to think that."
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like, that was me. Like, I saved April, but at the same time, she tells him, like, it's okay to grow.
Yeah,
it's
she's
okay
real
to evolve.
Him.
Yeah, like, it's okay. And it's okay if I don't really agree or you know, if we're not on the same page with those beliefs, it's okay. And if go explore that if you want to. So I really like that about Maggie, that she was super supportive about that.
Exactly. I may not still be team Maggie and Jackson, but which some of you won't like. But I like the her.
Yeah. Wait, you're not team Maggie and Jackson?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
I'm still endgame April, which is never going to happen.
Yes.
But
really?
I just was really invested in them, so I was like, it's hard for me to, like, I'm sure eventually I'll get behind it. But I guess that's something you need to know.
About me. They seem a little brother sisterly to me. Yeah. I mean, they kind of technically are, but
that was our thing with them.
They don't seem like romantic. Like, I'm not buying the chemistry. Not either.
I do like her though, and I like the way she's handling everything in this relationship. So that's, you know, maybe she'll grow.
Yeah, maybe their relationship will grow on us. But even like they're kind of like last scene together where Jackson tells her he loves her and she says I love you back.
Even
and
then her they response kiss, and then should have been like, more. I was like, Jackson, the hottest man on earth, just said he loved her.
Like, because especially at the top of that particular, like in the second hour, like that was one of the things she said. Like, he hasn't even told me he loves me.
Yeah. So she should have been like doing somersaults.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. She should have been so excited for that because, so we'll backtrack a little bit because he, during his moment of his, you know, like, I just feel like I feel faith and I feel like I just want to go with that feeling, whatever it is, and kind of be like April. And Maggie is like, but April got married like really fast. He's like, yeah, I just want to go with it. So she took it as Jackson asking her to marry him. And it was like, that's just too much too soon.
Yeah.
We haven't said I love you yet. So then when you get the I love you, it's so stale when you say that.
Yeah. And it was so pretty. And in the way he said it was just so,
I mean, I guess she went through a lot this episode, thought he was proposing, and then he wasn't. But
but it was like, you weren't even like really ready for it. So it wasn't like devastating that he wasn't proposing, like, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It was a little, it was a dry response.
It was all over the place.
I love you.
I don't know about them. So we'll see as the season goes on if they are going to continue to kind of grow. Because I'm okay with the relationship. I'm just not like team Maggie and Jackson. I'm not trying to put their names together and give them a nickname.
I'm sorry if I butcher this name, but Sebastian, I don't know, maybe. You can correct me if it's wrong or if it's right. But he said, I think the I love you thing was way too rushed. They've been together for like a day. I don't oppose Jaggy in principle, but it should be built up better.
Jaggy. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking Maxon. I don't know.
Which I agree. I think it's just you're all so invested. And then we get a little more of them every episode, so it might grow. Build up. Cool.
Now, I know like last season, we always would talk about Owen.
Okay.
And we wanted Owen to have a family. Like, that was the whole, like, give Owen a family. And so then he found Leo, and he, you know, kind of tried to, you know, was fostering Leo, and then...
Yeah.
Oh, what was the mom's name?
Betty? Is the mom's name Betty, you guys?
The one that that Amelia's kind of fostering? Mm-hmm. I think it might be Betty.
Yeah. But, you know, so he kind of inherited her as well because she's underage and she needed some help. And so now it's like, and then we see last season that, Teddy might be pregnant. And then we see this season, Teddy is pregnant.
I know, I was all, April's pregnant, or not April, I was like, Amelia's pregnant.
But it's Teddy.
I knew one of them.
Right? So now it's like, oh, we're wishing, you know, this great family for Owen. Now it's like he's got two kids and one on the way.
He's in for a shock if she ever tells him.
Oh, well, she has
She's going to.
She's not going to tell him. He's going to find out some other
Way. Well, that's some kind of drama that Grace can't leave
alone.
But then it's going to, like, totally ruin the dynamic. I'm actually team Amelia and, Owen. Okay. Obviously, you guys aren't.
I'm very different about Owen. Yeah, I'm not invested in any of his relationships.
I
was very into Christina, but that was so long ago that he's just been kind of like doing his own thing. I'm just getting used to him in like,
just
he's
being
like
there.
Playing the field with two ladies, and I'm like, who do I want him to be with?
I feel the same way.
I like him and Amelia, and
they
like that they've reconnected now that her tumor's gone. And I know it's gonna totally blow up their spot when Teddy announces when they find out she's
gonna
pregnant.
Be some kind of left triangle drama.
Maybe she goes back down the rabbit hole or whatever with her addiction. Yeah. I don't know. But there's so many things that could happen and it's just me neither. But like it could
But like you said, he may find out another way because Maggie, so Teddy has a blood clot because she had been traveling for 12 hours and standing on her feet, she's pregnant. So she calls him Maggie because it could travel, you know, to her heart. And she didn't realize that Maggie was connected to everyone so closely. So the thing is, and Maggie, like she said, she struggles with a secret. So now she knows that Teddy is pregnant by Owen, and she has to hold that secret in. And then, like, it was funny to me that she asked Jackson about the HIPAA laws. Like, how much do you know? Like, where's the
boundaries?
The fine print? Like, where can I gonna be say that?
I mean, she kind of already was when she was talking to the intern kid about, like, baby bombs or whatever. It's like, wait, what? Why are you rambling, Maggie?
So she's going to somehow kind of drop that bomb,
she is.
Baby bomb?
And it's going to be something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not sure which way I would want Owen to go with either, like, Teddy or...
I'm open to whatever. Amelia. I got to see it play out. But I do, now that I'm, like, seeing them together, I'm like, oh, it's cute. Yeah, they, like, it's second cute. Chance, think, post you know what?
Yeah, now that I think about it, I'm just like, if Teddy is back and you know she's back and you're not drawn to her right away... Mm-hmm. But maybe also, it's time to let Teddy go.
And is it fair to Owen? Because he went after her and then came back because it...
She
keeps pushing him away. I know he's never ready at the right time, but when has your timing ever been ready?
Yeah.
True. But in her defense, like she said, like he had just broken up with Amelia and then showing up at her door, so it was like...
I'm sorry, I would have loved that. Like, you flew across the world and you, like, left your wife and you came to me. Like, yes, please. Like, what?
Let's get married.
Yes. Come on.
I don't know. And then... And not only that, but he made it, so when he was talking to Amelia, he referenced how Teddy told him, like, he's never really alone. Mm-hmm. And he told that to Amelia, like, seeming like, so maybe I should take a break and then a kiss. So what was your point in saying that, Owen?
He was all over the place. Maybe Owen's the issue.
You know what? Maybe.
I think he is.
Maybe it's Owen.
But he's so cute.
But then at the end, he's like, you know, screw it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
He can just never make a decision. He's a typical dude.
He can't.
He's like, I don't know. He also has a new baby. It's tough. He's got a lot going on.
He does have a lot going on. And like him and Amelia are playing house. I don't know.
I'm about it. I think they're cute. Like, it's like that cute, like, modern family.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
New wave family.
It is cute. I'll give it to them.
No.
I don't know.
We'll see how long it's cute for.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely going to self-destruct. But
and
like,
it is Betty. Tanya. It is Betty. Okay. Murphy.
Thank you, Tanya.
Told us it was true.
Yes.
There we go.
Let's get into these patients a little bit. Mm. So we have Cece and Nisha. So Cece is a matchmaker with a bad heart.
Love doctor. Right.
Mm-hmm. Love doctor.
Also, can we talk about how ridiculous that crash was that led them to being in the hospital?
Insane. It was disaster. It was hard to watch.
I was like, what is this?
I was watching it, like, the first thing that came to my mind, because I watched 911, and they're crazy with their accidents and things that happen, and my first thought was like, okay, is Grace trying to keep up with that? Because that was a bit much.
It
like,
was almost
even,
fake. I was like, it was very fake.
Totally
it was,
all,
like, really ridiculously, it was almost their worst yet.
Yeah. Right? There's been
but it was, like, it was so twisted that I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, like, I've never fallen asleep behind the car, but, like, wouldn't you be slowing down instead of speeding
up? Yeah,
she was flooring it. Yeah, she hit the... Because if you're already driving
so
and you
she
fall
just,
asleep,
like, passed
she
out.
Just passed out and her foot...
Would it just,
went.
Like, relax? Like, I don't know. I was just like,
hopefully
so
I never have to find out.
Right. Like, I'm just saying, I don't know.
But no.
But
flew.
She hit her. And so I'm just expecting you fly up and then we cut
you
away.
You come back down.
Yeah,
but
we cut away. She
down.
Came back down and then it was a slide. Leg was all caught in the wheels and everything.
It was disastrous.
Never riding a bike again.
Like, ever. I'm going to walk my bike across the street like I did when I was little.
Like, so
my
bad.
Mom never let me like ride the bike across the street.
Smart.
Like, you had to like walk it.
That's very
across.
Smart.
Anyway, everyone else was riding theirs. Anyway, childhood traumas. Anyway,
thanks, Mom.
Thanks. But yeah, so that accident leads us to meet the two of them, these two ladies, and Cece really felt bad. Cece was the one driving, and she hit Nisha, and she felt really bad for that because she fell asleep.
Could you imagine?
Behind the wheel. Like, yeah. And it's one thing, and it wasn't intentional.
Yeah.
So for you to do something like that, and unfortunately, with Nisha's injuries, she, you know, her infections and everything had spread too much, and she passed. And Cece found out, and she was just mortified about it. She was totally heartbroken.
Well, and then they had some time to bond in between her actually passing.
And she literally was, like, not leaving her side.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad for
It was sad. But then, I mean, how much drugs was she, like, having?
She had just gotten there.
Right?
Like, they did not pump you yet. I mean, maybe in the ambulance.
Maybe in the ambulance.
Yeah. Like, do you really not feel anything when your leg looks like that?
Well, first of all, that would have been my first thing. I'd be like, holy.
Right? I was thinking maybe it was a little bit of the drugs and shock.
Yeah, it totally
like,
was
maybe
shock.
It was a little
of
both. Yeah. Because
like, she was probably looking at her legs and she's like, no way I'm alive.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess. And then the hot doctors.
I was going to say,
the hot doctors.
Yes, to the hot doctors.
That was great.
One of them we still have to be properly introduced to. Mm-hmm. So we don't know him. But the other doctor, Atticus Lincoln.
Our friend from Nashville.
Yes. Really? This is Chris Carmack from Nashville. Probably, if you watched that show, seen him from there.
Yes.
He was in something else before, but I can't remember. But he is the new hot doctor mm-hmm. on Grey's. He's a new ortho god.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there to kind of save the day.
He needs a mix something name.
Yes, so. Yes, yes, yes. I'm glad they have kind of gotten away from the nicknames, and I don't like that. I'll give him one.
We'll think of one.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. I do like his nickname, Link.
That's true.
I think that's cute. Hey, Link.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't be a Mick.
Sorry, I'm still thinking of a nickname. Like, yeah.
That sounds like a McDonald's, right? Like, breakfast sausage. Right? I'll have the McLink place.
Yeah. But yeah, when we're introduced to him, I think I'm going to like him.
I do too.
Sometimes a new doctor's coming, I'm like...
I like his... But, he's sarcastic, but he's also... Yeah, I think he's going to be... He's going to throw the dynamic up a little bit, and I like it.
He seems a little thirsty for some hospital romance.
True.
But
he's totally
good. On Meredith.
Yeah.
He's on her heels.
I like it.
I mean,
like
who isn't? So is her resident.
Yeah. Oh, hell.
Oh, he was also in the OC, Olivia said.
That's what it was.
And thank King you, Mig. Olivia. Thank you.
He looks like he'd be in the OC.
Yes, he did. Yes. But yeah, so he's like I said, he's on Meredith's heels. And what's funny to me is how Meredith is like not reacting to him at first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hi, I'm nope.
I would have immediately
don't have time
hello.
For you. Right? And I was like, no, don't have time.
That's the thing with Meredith. She's always just has the blinders on.
Yeah, she
like,
does.
She just like does not see anything.
Which is addressed, even the love doctor.
Yeah.
Like, you're like not dead and you're cute and successful. So like, take him off,
let's,
man.
Yeah, like, let's do this. She's like, I can help you. Mm-hmm. And she could sense it. Like, like I said earlier, you want it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let me help you get it.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? And like we talked about Cece and Nisha's bond, like they bonded, and Cece had a really bad heart. She kept kind of coding and going into VFib, and then it came to a point where she needed another operation because they had already operated on her. I guess at the end it was like operate kind of or you're gonna die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she was just like,
can't catch a breath.
I don't want it. Like after she found out that the other girl passed, like I don't want it. Kind of just like let me go. You know, I guess that was maybe guilt. But then Meredith comes through,
she knew
like
what
no.
to do.
Yeah. You gotta have this. Get this heart so you can fix my heart.
You know, it was partly like Meredith being like, I do want this, but I'm gonna use it as, you know, medically you need this surgery.
Right.
I'm gonna do what I can.
Right. Right. Sneak it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad, though. So I'm excited for that. So they're showing us now that they are open to a love interest for Meredith again. Because they've been teasing us the last few seasons.
Yeah, they have.
So
they had to give us time, though.
Yeah, I guess.
They needed to give me time.
I've been ready like 2 or 3 seasons.
Yeah, I've been ready.
I'll never be ready.
You know what's funny? It's so funny. I saw Patrick Dempsey on something, and I was like, oh, can they bring him back?
Oh, yeah, that
it's not possible.
Right? Dream scene.
Right? What was it? The 100th episode, or the 200th, and they're like, someone comes back, and then it was her mom, right?
Was it
in
the
dream sequence?
Yeah.
And like, man,
like at the funeral, we saw the back of what was supposed to be Christina Yang, and I was like, come on,
that's who I wanted it to be. Mm-hmm.
I know.
But she needs new love. I'm
she
ready
does,
for
you're
it.
You're right.
Her. Yeah.
I'm being selfish.
Yeah, Krista.
She's really hard for me.
Can we, like, talk about this patient? His name was Barry.
Mm-hmm.
That had the...
oh, God.
Hairspray.
What was the quote where she was like, straight men stupidity?
Yeah.
They were like, is he gay? Why is he sticking stuff up?
Right.
She's like, no, this is clearly straight men.
Mm-hmm.
DeLuca. Yep.
Yep. Because they're scared to, like...
Experiment.
Admit that he's like, it's a growth.
But also, I'm sorry, when they find out what it was, how the... Do you get that stuck up there?
Yeah, first of all, those are... Hairspray cans
and
are...
And it wasn't even, like, a spritzer. It was an aerosol can.
And why not?
Cans
and if it's, like, it depends on... If it's Tresemme... What was he thinking? There's so many other household items you could have started with.
Right?
Maybe he did, and this is where it went south. Yeah.
Hey, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like, guys, you know, don't kill yourself with that. Just be open enough.
Ask the ladies, because
she wants it.
She may be into it. You
she
never
may be.
Know.
Because if you never don't, know. You will die.
You will
as we've learned. Yeah.
Low-key explode. which, speaking
from
of
the inside, right?
Implode. But Roy needs to be fired.
Oh my god! How is speaking he of, not
like,
yet?
Exploded, like he's the reason why he exploded. Like you clearly need to be fired.
There's totally going to have to be repercussions from this. I'm surprised they weren't addressed because that technically happened in the first episode.
Yeah,
like why really wasn't someone sitting him? Well, first address his wounds because he's going to have a face burn, and then be like, "Dude, you don't listen."
Not at all. Like, he told you to stop.
First of all, you're an intern, so if you were a doctor and you were told to stop, that's one thing. But you're, like, not.
You're still learning. And you're, like, wasn't he supposed to be on probation?
Yeah.
He's something like... Oh, he's the worst.
He's legitimately the worst.
Yes, please fire him. Yes. Ugh. I'm so over him. Yes, goodbye.
Yeah.
And then we also have the couple with the motorcycle. And the husband having, like, the midlife crisis. I bring them up just to kind of go back to Teddy and Amelia real quick. Because the two of them, the husband and wife, were on the motorcycle. The husband gave the wife the helmet. And when Owen and Amelia were talking, he was like, "Are we riding a motorcycle with one helmet?"
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. Like, yelling at the TV, yes.
I didn't think so. I appreciated him being cautious. But
yes, one way.
I thought that was a good analogy. I was like, that's a good way to look at things.
That's true. Roy did sue last time they tried to fire us. Yeah. Probably like, what do we do?
Yeah, no, but this one is like, this is okay. You won't
you
get
only
sued
get
for this.
So many mistakes.
Like, yeah exactly. Like, you killed a man. You can go now. Bye.
But today, I was gonna say something else
about the motorcycle couple.
Yeah. Oh, so that just that it led them to having a real conversation about what they wanted to do with their relationship.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get into our special segment and see who served the cure. If I can't find the cure,
I'll choose my love. No, missed this.
Right? I like this letting it ride out a little bit.
Right?
Hey.
Sure.
Okay. Sorry if we vibed out for that.
No,
too long,
that was
but that was just we
really
it.
Missed it. It's
we
been
missed it.
Three long months for.
Yes,
but although so, I feel like we might have, I don't know if we have the same one. I'll go last because I have two just in case.
Okay,
I have the same.
Okay. I can. Do you want to go?
You guys go first.
I can go
first. I'll go second. Yeah.
So mine, honestly, I was like, I kind of have forgotten about us doing this, and I feel like I wanted something from Cece. But I don't really have anything for her. But I had something from Jackson, like, with him going through his moment of sometimes something happens for something else to happen. Mm. Now, everybody was kind of, like, playing with him, like, everything happens for a reason. One door closes so another one opens. Mm. Even though everyone's joking about it, like, well, yeah, sometimes that happens. And sometimes we go through life and something, we may think that it's bad, but it's really just to open the, literally, to open the door for something else. You know what I mean? It's really crazy. My friend and I were talking today, and we were talking about rejection. And she was like, is rejection even really real? Because, you know, the universe is kind of like, it's set up. And so if it wasn't for you, is that really rejection?
Yeah, and then you move on to the next thing.
So every so sometimes something happens, so something else can happen.
That is so deep.
So that was my favorite one. That was my cure.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, so I had two.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the more, like, serious, sentimental one. Meredith and Alex, like, at the end with Alex, like, he's the interim chief now, and then Meredith's like, oh, it's like how far they've come along. Like, gave it to your original interns.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, look at you guys.
Last blossomed.
Yeah. Like, it was sweet. It was cute. But my quote would be, why do you think we're always pulling stuff out of men's butts? From Karina.
Like, that was so good.
Really made me laugh.
Yes.
Great men. Yes.
Love you. She always has, like, the quirkiest sex quotes. So I love her.
Yes.
So, yeah, those were my cures.
No, those were good. Okay, so then I guess I'll do both. They're quick. But my first one was Owen, when him and Amelia were talking, and he was like, are we on a motorcycle with only one helmet?
Oh, yeah.
Which I was like, that's a really great way to, like, address whatever you two are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because, are you making the same mistakes as before? Mm-hmm. Are you being reckless? But I just really liked it, and it tied into their patient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We forgot about that family, but you get it.
Yeah.
Motorcycle accident. And then my second one was the end with Meredith, her voiceover being, most things are better when they're shared with someone else, when she finally decided to take... you know, the love doctor on, and her coming to that realization. Yeah. So I thought that was sweet, too.
Yeah. Nice. I actually kind of want to watch the end of that episode because I was like, her whole, like, monologue at the end was like
so long. I caught that last part.
Is this for me? It was one of those moments, like, that was for me. I felt that in my soul.
Speaking to me.
Everything she was saying.
I will go find you, man.
Right? Or, like, aren't you right? I'm running from it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to embrace it.
I'll go take it.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
She gave us this panel some advice.
She did. Grace, I feel like they always come through. I feel like I could be going through something here. Comes these words of wisdom, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah. We have one. Sebastian said, "Doctor loves. I'll just wait for a kidney to walk through the door."
I love that. We all looked at each other,
and we're like, "She has a point."
Yeah, like, that was a good one. She got you, Meredith.
Yeah.
And
then,
anymore.
Yeah, we have one more. Shanice, sweet smile, said, "My cure is from the nosy neighbor that Teddy had when she said she's right. She's not your sister." Oh, that.
She was all of us.
Like, I would definitely be like, what's going on?
She'd be like, this is some crazy. And also, you're my doctor? Yeah.
This is interesting.
I did not like how Teddy, like, was solely ageist with Matt. Maggie.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, how old are you, 18?
Right, yeah.
And Maggie's like, I graduated med school at 19. Okay, Mag. Right? Okay.
Get you together real quick. Yeah. All right, so before we get out of here, real quick, we'll get into some predictions.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, my prediction would be, I don't want Meredith to be with the new doctor. Like, I don't want that to be the, like, new real love interest, that she's going to be with. But I do think they're going to just, for the season, they're going to tease us a little bit with, like, ooh, maybe not. Like, a little tension there. Mm-hmm. But then, like, maybe mid-season, someone
maybe
real
DeLuca.
Coming.
Yeah.
He might, because I'm not really mad at that.
I know, I'm not. I'm kind of interested in that.
Young little
flower.
Yeah.
Prance around.
Okay, so I think my prediction is going to be, I think the whole Teddy pregnancy is going to drag out to the mid-season premiere. And I think literally everyone in the hospital will know except for Owen and
like
Amelia.
Last to know.
Yeah. It'll be like that type of thing where they're like really like ready to like do this.
Oh.
And then it just drops on.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That'd be my big prediction and it's also gonna, I feel like for an episode or two, Amelia and him are gonna start to get real cozy. Mm-hmm. And then Maggie's gonna be watching that unfold and she's gonna be like, I have to say something.
Yeah.
So she starts telling everyone.
Everyone else but them, yeah.
It's a super Maggie thing.
I can
to
see
do.
That happening.
Yeah. I hope the drug thing doesn't take effect.
I hope it doesn't either, but like.
Or that Amelia's pregnant.
She did bring up the recovering thing, so addiction thing. So, like, to me, that is like foreshadowing something.
Yeah, and I'm also a little worried about Weber, too.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
He's upset with Bailey, and we haven't addressed him finding a new. We had even a couple people this episode be like, have you found a new sponsor? Mm-hmm. Have
even
you been
Catherine, she's like, you know, worried about him. Like,
So we got to keep an eye on him, too.
Yeah.
Those are my predictions.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
That's all I got.
All righty, guys. Well, that is it for us on this week's after show. Make sure you guys join us next week right here. Not the same time. We will be here a little bit earlier, an hour earlier, actually.
Yes.
Once again, I am Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
Hey, guys. I'm Chelsea Stark-Jones. You can find me on Instagram at C_S Jones.
Hey guys, I'm Krista Flenge, and you can find me all over social media at Krista Flenge.
Bye. See you next week.
See you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your major TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.